It'll take years for Andy Grant, former owner of Grant Family Farms, to sift through all the paperwork he's accumulated over the decades.
Yep. Seed catalogs. They've got a nursery folder. This is a CSA.
Grant inherited the farm from his dad, who started it in the 50s. The Grant Family Farm CSA was launched in 2007 with 127 members. By last year, it peaked with more than 5,000. Still, about 80% of the operation was growing vegetables for sale in grocery stores and other commercial outlets. The business had its ups and downs, Grant says, and at the end of 2011, the farm needed an infusion of cash.
So we're a little short of capital to... We had the CSA crops already in the ground. There was just no question the CSA was going to work. But would we have enough money to grow the wholesale crops?
Grant accepted a $1.5 million loan from a consortium of investors called Localization Partners. But by December 2012, the farm declared Chapter 7 bankruptcy, which effectively ended operations.
You know, the sad part is we have lost our family's farm. But I'll leave that as... the only negative.
There are two different views on why Grant Family Farms declared bankruptcy. Andy Grant says when he had to leave his farm finances to Localization Partners, that's when it started accelerating unnecessarily down a road toward bankruptcy. But Localization Partners sees it differently.
Take a look at their debt.
Tom Abood is one of the Localization investors who had a stake in Grant Family Farms. He says with almost $10 million in liabilities, there didn't seem to be many options. As the Chapter 7 proceedings continue, Localization will recoup some of its losses. But Grant Family Farms CSA is done. Ultimately, Abood wonders whether the CSA growth was sustainable and if the operation grew too complex.
With some of the other CSAs, that's primarily what they do. So... they don't have a wholesale. They're really looking at the CSA to finance their operation. So I think sometimes big is not necessarily better.
Grant Family Farms had dozens of distribution points across Colorado's Front Range, from Colorado Springs in the south to the northern Wyoming border. That's compared to a smaller operation where members might pick up their share every week from the farm. John Hendrickson is a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and studies small vegetable farms.
If you're really going to take seriously the community component of it, and if one of your goals is to have strong ties with your members and have your members have strong ties with you, you know, maybe there is a point where the CSA can't really get any bigger.
But that argument doesn't hold water for Andy Grant, who says his CSA was profitable until the end.
So, you know, as the litmus test that you can only grow for 100 people, well, that's not going to feed people. There are 4 million people that live in the Front Range of Colorado.
Already, he's starting up a new CSA called Six Dog Farms on a small ranchito untouched by the bankruptcy proceedings. Starting out, there are thousands of hens. Grant lost the previous flock in the bankruptcy proceedings. He says friends helped him finance the purchase of about 15,000, a $65,000 price tag.
After the how Grant Family Farms was decimated, we didn't have any money.
Along with egg shares, Six Dog will offer mushroom, cheese, fruit, and microgreen shares, mostly provided by other vendors. While the venture is spearheaded by Andy Grant, Josh Hall is managing the day-to-day affairs.
And so starting from scratch, we need to narrow that scope and see what those things are, not only that we do good, but what are the things that we do best.
In the coming weeks, Hall and Grant will transition the CSA name from Six Dog back to Grant Farms, having just regained access to the rights through bankruptcy court. They say they have no grand ambitions for the size of the operation, but just in a matter of months, they've brought in about 100 members. Share deliveries were expected to start mid-June. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Grace Hood.